You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we have in our house, before we go to calls, I'll tell you, in our house, we have been doing like over-the-top healthy food. And okay. It's not like, you know, many times we all say, oh, I'm going to eat some salad. I'm going to mix in a salad. I mean, we have been over-the-top with super-duper healthy foods.
A lot of roughage.
Because Gretchen was going through this kind of cancer scare thing, and a doctor recommended, you know, such and such diet. And so we're both doing it. But I do know when I have a cheat day soon, I think it might be some crinkle cut fries.
Attaboy. Just be real sneaky about it.
Put
a breath mint in so, you know, she can't smell it on your breath. And
you know, I'm going to make a note.
It's like sneaking a cigarette.
When the Mindbender Club poll question comes back, maybe that should be the question. Is like, what is your go-to cheap food?
I like that. I like it a lot.
Let me write it down. You know me, I'll forget it.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Is that yours? Really?
Yours. Oh, yeah.
That's your go-to cheap food?
I found a bag of them in the pantry couple days ago. I don't know how old they were. Probably about 15 of them in the little bag.
All gone?
They're gone.
Sucked them down?
They're gone. I'm so bad.
You are bad.
I'm so bad.
Starting to get a belly on you, too. To do something about that, will you?
Look at this. Full phone lines, DT.
Jam phone lines. To everyone who's on hold right now, Jamie, Chris, Vanessa, Lynn, Carl, Ruben, all of you.
Ruben?
If we get a winner, don't hang up. I'll say it again. If we get a winner, don't hang up, because we still will want to talk to you, even if you don't win a prize. It's Friday. And besides, you guys owe us. You want to know why? You know why you need to do your boys a solid? I'll tell you why. Because in 1 hour, we have an all-staff meeting.
Yep.
So you owe us.
Yep.
We're taking one for the team.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, what are your big plans this weekend, Jamie? Anything fun?
No, not at all.
Nothing? Nothing
Why
lined
not?
Up?
I don't have nothing planned. I don't know. I wanna just relax. We've been busy like last few weekends with
stuff.
Late graduation parties and stuff. I wanna just relax.
All right.
Yeah.
Do it.
I've got family coming in next week, so we're spending all weekend, you know, working on the house.
Cleaning the baseboards.
Everything.
That's fun. Yes. We might make it a Cobra Kai weekend.
What'd you say?
What?
We might make it a Cobra Kai weekend.
Cobra Kai. Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. A lot of people rave about that show.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
If you're an 80s freak like me, you'll like it.
Yeah, all right. I might check it out.
Well, thank you for that tip. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yes, I'm nervous.
Oh, why would you be nervous?
This is scary.
I don't think the first one is very hard. So okay. It could be that we get a winner right away, and then Chris, Vanessa, Lynn, Carl, and Ruben are going to have to hang on the line and still talk to us with no chance of a prize. If you get it.
Okay.
If you get it. I think this one's pretty easy. It's based on how this coming Sunday is National Cheeseburger Day. So in 10 seconds, you need to give us 5 places where you can get a cheeseburger. Ready and go!
Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Carl's Jr.'s, Freddy's, Five Guys. Is that 5?
Wow. You did pretty good.
You know your cheeseburgers, don't you?
Yeah.
I love a cheeseburger.
Do you?
She put periods between each word. That's what I
love.
I like
cheeseburgers.
I do. They're my fave.
Who are these monsters that order hamburgers and they don't put cheese on them? You know, my kids.
I don't know.
My kids is the answer. They don't like cheese on their hamburgers. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
You're depends on the cheese.
I usually ground
them,
but like, you're grounded.
Right. My kids used to do that, and then their palates opened up, and now they're like, can we put mushrooms and onions?
Yes.
And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Doctor it up.
What are those flat pickles? The stackers? The pickle stackers?
Flat pickles. Yes.
Yum.
Delicious.
Yep.
You know, Jamie, you're a winner!
Yay!
Look at that.
Sunday's National Cheeseburger Day, so there's all sorts of deals out there, so keep an eye out. You can get some free ones.
Did you post a link?
I think I did earlier this morning. If not, just Google it.
You can find it.
If you guys
Jamie, hold on, okay?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Okay.
Stand by. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Now, of those five, only one hung up. Chris, Vanessa, Carl, and Ruben have stuck it out.
Okay.
So, surprise to that person who hung up, because we're giving these other people each $100.
Yay!
Chris, that's a total
lie. He's lying.
I'm
such
totally
a lie.
Lying. Just a lie.
It's $200. We're just goofing. We have no money.
Also a lie. Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not a lot. Just got off work.
Yeah? What do you do, buddy?
I do water transfer for the oil field.
We don't even know what that means.
I kind of do. You drive the semi with full of water, right, out to the oil fields?
No, I operate pumps that move water around.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. What is the water doing?
It's used for fracking.
Fracture the
well.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that's what you were up to.
All right.
How long have you been in that line of work?
Going on 9 years.
All right.
Do you like it?
It has its ups and downs, just like any other job.
You got that right.
That's the truth. Hashtag truth. If you weren't doing that job, what would you love to do? If you could do any job, what would you pick?
Oh, goodness. I wouldn't even know. I originally went to college for a chemistry degree, but my red-green color deficiency knocked that out of the water. So, yeah, I've been at a loss as far as what a dream job would be.
Hmm. Well, what were you going to do with a chemistry degree?
Some form of chemical engineering. I hadn't really gone too far into what sort of...
That's all right.
Job per se, I would do, but yeah, it was.
You strike me as a go with the flow kind of guy, because I've asked you a couple of questions now where you're like, I don't know, I never thought about that before.
I'm
like,
pretty chill. That might be the way to live, you know.
Possibly
have really low blood pressure, and
or somewhere in between, maybe.
Or you're just gonna snap one of these days.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to decide what to do about
it.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm really mad right now, but I don't know what to do. Should I punch a wall?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm taking my daughter out to dinner.
Oh, that's
where are
nice,
you guys going to go? Tell us.
You know, she wants chicken nuggets of all things. So
okay, so anywhere
is
what you're saying.
Freddy's.
Okay. Well, there you go. Perfect.
Very good. How old is your daughter?
She's 10.
And what is she into these days?
Chicken nuggets, Dom.
Besides chicken nuggets, what are 10-year-olds into these days?
She's all over the place. She wants to go camping. She really likes watching anime. She's into Dungeons and Dragons. You know, you name it, and she probably likes some form of it.
Well, that's cool.
Well,
she
I'm
seems
glad
pretty
that she's
well-rounded. Open.
Yeah, I like that.
Very good. Man.
Well, Chris, you didn't get to play Rattle Off today, but if you call next week, you might be able to. Thanks for being on the show with us, all right?
Well, thank you for having me.
Bye, Chris.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Vanessa, Carl, and Ruben are still hanging in. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Thank you for not hanging up. It hurts our feelings when you guys hang up.
Gosh, I wanted the cheeseburger question. I could have nailed that.
That was pretty easy,
huh? And now
I'm
hungry. And no prize. No $100.
This is the worst day ever for Vanessa.
We suck.
Worst day ever.
Your boys in the morning suck.
I'm surprised you did stay on hold. You could have just hung up.
I know. Mm-hmm. I should have, but I'm a trooper. So.
We're the worst.
What do you put on your cheeseburger?
Oh, cheese, ketchup, relish.
Oh, you're out.
No.
Ketchup,
yeah.
Relish?
Come on. Ketchup's the best. Okay, how about barbecue sauce?
Ketchup is for children. It's so disgusting.
You gotta grow up and move past the ketchup.
Make
Vanessa.
A cheeseburger just once and don't put that on there and realize how delicious it is without that.
Oh, come on.
Find something like a spicy aioli or something.
Yeah, you're a spicy aioli.
I can't. No spice.
You
no,
want a little
you.
Pro tip?
Sure.
That
sure,
top bun, spread a little Vaseline on it.
Hey now.
It's my little pro tip for the day. Just slides right down. It's really
good.
What
are you doing this weekend, Vanessa?
I'm just hanging out. I'm a new Colorado resident, transferred from Michigan about a month ago, so I'm just exploring the site.
A lot of people
I
from Michigan.
I bet you are. I'm not exaggerating. You're the fifth person from Michigan that we've talked to in the last 2 weeks.
Why is Michigan so bad? Everybody's moving here.
Gretchen Whitmer, the governor.
Oh, we're not bringing politics.
Oh, here we go.
Where in Michigan were you? And I'll tell you where I was in Michigan, but where are you from?
Southeast Michigan. I bounced around a bit. Grosse Pointe, Northville. Plymouth.
Did you like the movie Grosse Pointe Blank, or did you find it to be rather...
Whatever, it's fine.
All right.
But John Cusack is a pretty cool guy.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like him more and Say Anything, you know.
Yeah, holding up the boom box and everything.
Yeah. I just had my birthday party and we had a boom box pinata. So, in
what'd you fill it with?
Candy, duh.
Duh.
But no, I think he's looking for the specifics.
Oh,
well, I was looking for something other than candy. Again, childish. Like fill it with the little shooters. Like fill it with little shooters or something.
Fine. I'm not getting a prize, and now you're calling me childish.
Okay. Well, the whole ketchup and then candy. I mean,
you know, one thing you'll learn about our show, you if you just moved here, you probably haven't listened to us very long. Is we call them like we see them, Vanessa.
We're just being honest with you.
We call them like we see them. That's why it's the number one ranked show. Is because we're so honest all the time.
I'm digging you guys. I'm digging it.
How old did you turn for that birthday?
Oh my God. 49.
Oh,
49.
Ancient.
Do you have big plans for the big 50?
Oh, yeah. I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon?
It's just a big hole in the ground.
I want to go see it before, you know, I die. So I better hurry up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, it really, it's beautiful.
It is
I'm just
beautiful.
Thinking, you know, 50th, I was thinking, you know, like Europe or...
Somewhere with a beach, I guess, or something tropical, maybe.
You know, the Mediterranean or the Caribbean or Hawaii.
Canada.
Let's do Hawaii.
No, look, it's not that long of a drive from Denver down to the Grand Canyon. Just go ahead and do that.
You can't change your mind now. You already said Grand Canyon.
You can stop and get some ketchup on the way. It'll just be a wonderful trip.
Grab a handful of candy and...
A boom box.
If you go, this is what we did when I was growing up. We got one of those little planes. We rented one of those little planes and a pilot, and we toured the Grand Canyon in a little plane, and he drove us around, and it was actually, or flew us around. It was really quite cool to see it that way.
You survived.
Versus just standing on a cliff and looking over.
Right,
to see it from the air is pretty darn spectacular.
Sure.
So do that.
Maybe I'll do that. Okay,
yeah,
cool,
do that.
I'll do that. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
Splurge.
Jeremy is full of pro tips today. What's the coolest place you've ever been to in your life, Vanessa? This should be good.
Oh, Jesus. Pretty lame. I don't know. Jamaica. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty cool.
Jamaica's pretty cool. My in-laws go there quite a bit.
Yeah, my aunt too. Yeah.
I had super, super long hair when I went to Jamaica, and I got it all braided. I had one of the women who lives on the island braid my hair.
He looked adorable.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How long did you keep it in?
About one day.
Yeah.
Really? And then taking it out, it was very painful because it was with those little beads and the little rubber bands and everything like that. Yeah. My hair was down below my shoulders. It was long hair. And that was painful, man. Yeah. Well, Vanessa, you are absolutely charming, and you know what? You let us like beat you up, and you were such a good sport about it all. We love you.
Love you too.
Thank you for choosing our show when you moved here from Michigan, and we hope you keep listening. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Oh, we lost one of our other people. So that leaves just Ruben.
Ruben.
It's Ruben, everybody.
Yo. Ruben. Yo.
How's it going, guys?
I don't know. We're just hanging out doing a radio show. What are you
chilling.
Doing? I'm driving my wife to the airport. She's heading off to Arizona for a bachelorette party.
Are you worried
about
this?
She could
go
see the Grand Canyon and make Vanessa really, really jealous.
Yeah, right. No, not worried at all.
You're not worried that something's going to happen?
No, his wife loves
him. She's going to tear it up, Ruben.
Oh, yeah, and she's going to have all the boys pay for her drinks, too. So...
Look at you, Mr. Glass half full.
She's embarrassed over here. I think she's getting a little blush.
Yeah. What's her name?
Her name's Sharon.
Sharon.
All right, well, put her on. Hand her the phone.
Here.
Here.
Hi.
Sharon.
Who is this? Who's the bride, Sharon? And what's her relation to you? How long have you been friends with her?
She's my friend, Becca. We've been friends for about 4 years, 5 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time. That's good. What are you guys going to be doing for the bachelorette party?
That's a silly question, boys.
Strippers.
Boys.
Strippers. No, we're going to party. Have fun.
You know, party?
Party, have fun.
Party.
What's this What's this trip overall between the airfare and the hotel and the food and everything? What's this trip going to cost you?
I don't know. It's on my husband's credit card, though.
You know.
You when the trip is all over.
You don't have like a ballpark of what this is going to cost you?
Couple thousand?
No. No, nowhere near that.
No? Have you seen airline prices these days?
Bachelorette parties can get crazy.
We locked in at a pretty good price for the airline. I think it was like $200 or something.
All right.
You guys all stocked up on penis straws?
I have no idea. Probably.
It seems the go-to when you're out. I've seen them. Everybody's got a penis straw in their drink.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are not going to be wearing those goofy shirts, the one that says the bride, another one says not the bride or something. You're not doing that, are you?
No, no, no.
Thank God. Okay. Are you concerned what Ruben's going to be doing while you're away?
Oh, boy.
No, he has our two kids. He's fine.
Oh, he's tied down. Well, he can get a sitter.
He's on daddy duty.
Daddy duty. Yeah, he'll just get a sitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we
might take him out. You don't know.
Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't
Zero
care.
Concern. Whatever.
She's going to be partying down in Arizona.
How long have you guys been together or married?
We've only been married for 2 years, 3 years.
Three.
So we've been together for 8.
Yeah. Where did you meet Ruben?
Where did I meet him? I met him through his sister.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You got nothing else.
Is he a catch?
Perfect. He is. He's a good
guy. He's a good guy?
All right. Well, hand the phone back. We hope you have a great time in Arizona. Hand the phone back to Ruben, all right?
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Ruben.
All right, buddy. Well, we understand you're on daddy duty for the weekend, so...
Lame.
Yeah.
Too bad for you. Your wife's going to be tearing it up, and you're going to be watching Frozen 2.
And on top of that, I get to start my weekend by having to hold just so you guys can talk to my wife. What's going on there?
Well, we like her better than you.
Yeah, she's way cooler than you.
Yeah, 100%.
We actually go way back. We discovered that we used to date, so...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was you, huh?
Yeah, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to air your dirty laundry on the air, so we'll just keep it between us.
What do you do for a living, Ruben, before we let you go? What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Nurse Ruben. Cool. Good for you, man. Thank you.
Well, listen, you are a good sport, too. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling and letting us talk to your bride. And we hope you have a great weekend on daddy duty, okay?
All right. Yeah, you guys enjoy your weekend as well.
See you, man.
Thank you, Ruben.
Enjoy the mac and cheese.